Hi, this is Sasha Lydiard from the UK. From Europe to the US and across the globe, welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day.
Yes, and welcome to show 67 of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs Q&A podcast. I am Jackie Almer, and I love today's topic. You know, in this day of email marketing and so many marketers trying to find the easiest and least form of resistance in terms of marketing, wouldn't you love to know more about a system that has proven not only to work, but to duplicate and set you and your business apart? That's what we're covering in today's show. Now, if you're looking for a complete training on all aspects of building your successful network marketing business, including how to talk to prospects, how to make that opening invitation, overcome objections, and how to attract leads with social media, check out my Inner Circle coaching program at jackiealmer.com/coach. And if you have questions about the program, just ask. I'm happy to answer them. All right, so today's network marketing question is, let's talk about a system that works and duplicates. Now, you may remember, and if you haven't listened to it, go back to show number QA073. Oh, I'm sorry, no, it's just 073 in the Street Smart Wealth podcast. In that show, I interviewed home business advertiser owner Bob Schwartz, and we talked about effective follow-up and a system that I've used since 2005 to sponsor people into my business, and that is postcard marketing, direct mail marketing. Yeah, so in 2005, just following something that I had learned from a training that I listened in on, I started mailing postcards to my previous leads, people who I had shown my business to, who for whatever reason had chosen not to get started. Sometimes, you know, people go missing, you don't ever hear back from them. Some of them said no, but some of them never really answered. So what I started doing is I started mailing 100 postcards a month, and I broke it up to where about every 4 to 6 months, a prospect was getting a postcard from me, and I was keeping my business out in front of people. It wasn't even a cool postcard. It was one that my company had created at the time that really did way too much of selling the product and not so much on the opportunity. But what I found is that it worked. And over time, out of every 100 postcards that I would mail, I would sponsor somewhere between 3 and 8 people just from that batch that I would mail. Now, that was in addition to people who I was already sponsoring fresh new leads. But what I found is that I was capturing people who weren't disinterested, the timing just wasn't right. And through my own direct mail marketing of sending those out and consistent follow-up, I was able to start bringing more people into my business. And I very quickly found that as I taught those people and my team to do the same thing, it created great duplication within the organization. So I've been doing powerful postcard marketing since 2005, and it works because so few people are doing it. I call it that obscure, little-known secret that top income earners are using to build a solid network marketing business. So what kind of difference would that make for you and your business? How would you like to add an extra 3 to 8 people each month onto your team through leads that you already had chatted with, people who you've already shown the business to who weren't ready, who maybe aren't returning your phone calls or your emails or that type thing, but it doesn't mean that they're not interested. I promise you, my own statistics play out to show that people are interested, they're just busy, and you have to catch them when the time is right. That is so critical. That follow-up piece is so critical to your success and understanding that. So in today's show, I want to briefly cover how it works, why it works, the psychological mindset behind it, and how you can learn more if you want to join the ranks of the ultra-successful network marketers. So what is postcard marketing and why direct mail can explode your business? Well, first of all, here's how it works. You've probably heard this before, but other than getting started and actually reaching out and talking to people, following up is really the biggest place where network marketers drop the ball. And the biggest reason we drop the ball is because most of us come into network marketing without any type of sales training. We don't have a sales background. We don't understand and know follow-up statistics. If someone says, no thanks, they're not interested, or they don't call us back or whatever, we just assume they're not interested now and they're not interested forever. But if you understand follow-up statistics, you know that over time, I believe Advertising 101 teaches it 7 to 9 exposures. We know that over 80% of all sales happen after the 5th point of contact. So think about that. Only 2% of sales happen on the first contact, 3% on the second. So if you're not touching base with people at least 5 times, you're missing out on 80% of the sales in your network marketing business. That's 80% of signups, 80% of product sales, 80% of referrals, all of that. Well, postcard marketing is great because postcards get a 100% open rate. Why? Because if you have a compelling picture on the front of a postcard, what's everybody going to do? They're going to flip it over. They want to see what's on the back. And as long as you have a short, simple, concise message that leads them back to a website or a lead capture page or somewhere where they can find out more, you're going to have success. Think about all the emails that you delete on a daily basis. Email marketing is absolutely solid and proven, but emails do get deleted. I think about all the lists that I'm on where I want to hear from people, but I don't read their emails every single time they send them. If you're on my email list, I'm assuming you don't read mine every single time either. Maybe you never do, and shame on you, but that's okay. I get it. So emails get deleted. Phone calls go unanswered, sometimes even by our friends. Text messages too. Sometimes they just aren't returned. And we know that if you're working with business opportunity leads, those cold market areas, oh my gosh, those phone calls especially go unanswered. And so often, we don't know if we're spinning our wheels or what. But when you send a postcard, you set yourself apart and you give them the ability to kind of spy on you, get to know a little bit more about what you're doing, and you can quickly convert those cold leads into warm leads. So that's a little bit about how it works. Let's talk about why it works. Well, I already mentioned follow-up statistics. So repetition of seeing your business over and over is powerful. But if you're only doing it by email and your emails are getting deleted, what good is that doing? Nobody's seeing your business. There's a piece of psychology behind getting a piece of direct mail. It gives a clue to your prospect that something in your business is working. Yes, it's not free. It's absolutely not free. But think about how that psychologically sets your prospect up to view you as somewhat of integrity, someone who's having success because you're willing to invest money into your business versus just playing some email game like most people are. And so they're going to sit up and take notice. And especially if they get several postcards from you over the course of time, a fairly short order of time, to learn more. And I already mentioned the follow-up statistics. There's absolutely proof in that. I don't care if you're selling cars, selling insurance, a real estate agent, selling homes, you're selling your network marketing business, you're selling a water filter system, you're selling a cemetery plot. I don't care what it is. Follow-up statistics don't lie. They are the same across the board. It's just something about the human psyche, the human nature, that we have to see things several times before it captures our attention and before the time becomes right for us to buy. Now think about business leads who you may be working with. And if you're looking for a good lead source, you can go to jackiealmer.com/leads now to learn more about that. And I'll have that in the show notes. Also, jackiealmer.com/QA067. All of the information on this will be in the show notes so you can come back to it. But you know, think about that. So when you're dealing with those cold market leads, you really want to have a way to warm them up, and you can quickly duplicate that system with them. You know how we say people want to sponsor the same way that they were sponsored? When you can turn them on into the same system, get them going, you can really create a firestorm in your business. So I love that part of it. It's very much a simple system to duplicate with others, and that makes it ultra, ultra perfect for your network marketing business. Now, some objections that people have are spending money and buying leads. And you know what? You don't have to buy leads. You can certainly use postcard marketing with those who you meet while you're out and about doing networking events and all of that. But again, I have that source in the show notes where you can buy leads, jackiealmer.com/leads now. So the question is what you're doing now working? I'm sharing a very powerful, proven system with you. So what do you have to lose? If you want to learn more about postcard marketing for profits, you can go to jackiealmer.com/postcard. and I'll get some information off to you on how the system works. Now, I'm going to tell you, it does ask for a phone number. Don't submit the form without a phone number. It's required if you want to learn more, period. I'm serious, and I assume anyone exploring this option is at least serious enough to have a phone conversation with me. And if not, you aren't really in business because you're probably not willing to talk to your prospects. And I don't mean to be harsh, but think about it. This is a people business. I'm not going to try to hard sell you on anything, but it does require a conversation. Again, the show notes, jackiealmer.com/QA067. If the show's helped you, tweet me at Jackie Almer. If you have a question, you can add the hashtag AskJackie. And if you don't have profit in your PJs, my 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, grab the free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Don't forget my Inner Circle coaching program, jackiealmer.com/coach. And until next time, remember this, hesitation never cashed a check, and I wish you the best of luck in your business.